about Tiny's got a radio show. He's always talking shit about someone on Facebook wearing leggings and yoga pants. You need to get off your ass and get a real job, you bum ass nigga. Ugly ass looking.
I got a new show. Everybody tune in. So Rainbow tell a friend, don't ever try to play me.
Like, what's the name of your show, my
kid? Oh, my rig on crazy. Please call in 347-857-4302. Pre-game radio, I do it for my crew. Tell my haters, I'm still laughing at you. I got a new show. Everybody tune in. So Rainbow tell a friend, don't ever try to play me.
Like, what's the name of your show, my kid?
Oh, my rig on crazy. Please call in 347-857-4302. Pre-game radio, I do this for my crew. To my haters, I'm still laughing at you.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's Kid Lucky Me here, and we got a new show. Sorry as I'm a little late to all listeners and stuff like that, but we are on deck. Today's show, we're talking about summer's do's and don'ts. We're talking about CPS and why people call them. We're talking welfare, and we're talking why do people blow their money from the 1st to the 5th and then struggle for the rest of the month. Why? We're going to play some music. We're going to get back to you guys. I'm going to pay some bills. Sorry about that. And we're going to get cracking.
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk 'em, top billin', silkin', pure linen, me and little seeds. Malibu sea breeze, Dom P, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo, the williest, what? Bitches be the silliest, the more I smoke, the smaller the silliest, room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bert Fidel, inhale, make you feel good like Tony, kick up in your middle like Moni,
yeah.
She don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me,
yeah.
Try to style, sliding off with a homie,
yeah.
Escada Dandada, player, face splurging, game so tight, they call it version.
I can't feel with the love.
to come or you want to. Money, I'ma front you. Girl, I wanna flaunt
That's
you.
Right.
I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt
come
you.
On.
Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone.
Mace
be the one that'll take your home.
That's
even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones
yeah.
on your days alone, I can make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it to you cash for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found.
Well,
why I be around till the winner is announced.
The winner
you go,
is.
Girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Good fellas.
Where do I go? What must I do if I can't live?
We're back. This is Elmira Gone Wild. I am your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I'm something to talk about. We got a lot to talk about today. We're talking about gay athletes. We're talking about your boy Jason Collins. I don't know if he's still in the league, but he's a center for the league or whatever the case may be. He came out the closet. He's the first professional basketball player to come out the closet and let the world know that he is gay. We're talking about CPS and the people who call CPS and what are their goals at the end of the day. Talking about summer's do's and don'ts. And we're talking about females and guys. Why can't they just keep it real? You know what I'm saying? We're on deck. It's Blog Talk Radio, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Brooklyn Black, salute to you. We're in the building. Shout out to my baby mom. She on the check-in, listening for something. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes. Shout out to my kids, Amari, Madison, Marion, Jordan. Shout out, Daddy, love y'all. And so there's a thing that's going on, the heat. There's a lot of heat going on. So it's starting to get warm. People are starting to get anxious. People are starting to do a lot of dumb things. You know what I'm saying? Fall back, relax, get you an iced tea, kick your socks off, let your toes rub in the grass, and relax. Do not let the heat get you in jail. Do not let the heat allow you to get somebody pregnant. Do not let the heat to fuck up your job to where you don't want to go to work and you lose revenue for yourself. We're not trying to do that. I want to give a shout-out to my nigga my nigga Mooka, he's been doing a lot of my videos over the years as far as shooting them for me, and I just want to give that dude a special shout-out. Today's show is sponsored by Middle X. He has a new CD coming out called The Seventh Element. He's working hard. He got features from Pete Rock, local dude called M-Eazy, and look out for that. Those should be in every store, the Western, soon. And so we are on deck. A birthday shout out to Miss Tanya Jackson. So we're gonna play this for our birthday, and then we're gonna get right into the swing of things. Just sit tight. At any time, you can press 1 to put your hand up. At any time, give a shout out to all the people that's listening on their computers, on their phones. Shout out to Elmira, New York. Shout out to New City, Rockland. Shout out to Nate Capone. We got that new song. You know what I'm saying? Waiting for Veg to mix that thing down. It's called Hello Rockland. Yes, Rockland. I will be coming back. Rockland to shoot the video to kind of reclaim what's mine. You know, I left a little bit and, you know, a lot of sexy talk going on, but I'm going to be back in the flesh shooting the video. Hopefully we can get this thing on and popping. So happy birthday if you have a birthday today. Elmira has a circus in the building. A lot of things to talk about. Tune in. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, carry me in St. Louis now.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Louis style.
No.
All I want for my birthday. Call him big booty.
Booty.
Wrist moving, cooking, getting to it.
Cookin'.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Cams everywhere.
Damn.
Jamaica juice.
Jamaica.
I got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag.
Bye.
Extendo clip.
Extendo clip.
Extendo roll.
Extendo roll.
When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. To everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday.
You doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We in Kanye West Benz. Cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
Yeah. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Wow. Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow. Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. Bad bitch contest. You in first place.
Bye.
You in first place. Bye. You in first place.
Bye.
Bad bitch contest. You in first place.
Bye.
I show up with a check to your workplace.
Then hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes.
Tell the DJ play your song. This shit come on.
When I'm seeing from the back, I came front of.
They ask me what I do.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold
your
hand. I want them to know.
Everybody wants to know what's going down. Babe, I told you something before. Maybe I can make a show. Maybe I can help them stay. They don't know. Everybody wants to treat me so cold, but I know I love you and you love me. There's no other love but you.
Yeah. Yo, so I only paid you occasional. I'm raising you other than those invading you, pushing up, persuading you with conversations that consist of solicitation, forced information. See, I deal with sophistication, with a lobster style. You see me dressed up proper in crocodiles, talk around. I live alone, unofficial, just not your style. My inner vision is a plush life living. Me escaping this. The city prison, raping our women is causing havoc, waking bonds that birth marriage. This earth was once lavish, now it's cursed, left for a savage. Mind, I tech, mind, respect, mind, less connect, project, flex, west, sex, the wine, all the time. The firm staff on the climb, now it's the trio, D'Angelo, AZ, and Primo. You know how we go, from affiliation, 9-6.
We're back. This is Elmira Grown Wild. This is Wednesday. Wednesday is the more laid-back show. Monday is usually, you know, craziness. But, you know, Wednesday is the more laid-back show. This is the show where we play a lot of music. We're just going to talk about a couple topics. We're going to get into some entertainment news or whatever the case may be on the entertainment news part. Lil Wayne was taken to the hospital after having another seizure. If you guys didn't know, I think roughly a couple weeks ago, Lil Wayne had two seizures or whatever the case may be. He's hospitalized. He did a video later after, let the fans know he's all right. Some say that it may be to, you know, the drug use, the sipping the scissor. I think it don't have nothing to do with that. I think he's exhausted. You know what I'm saying? He's working. You know, he's hopping on tracks. He's a businessman, very business. But like I said, we don't know what he does behind closed doors. And all that stuff comes into play. So if you're listening, kids, say no to drugs. Say no to scissor and all that other extra stuff. And understand that when it comes to these things, that rappers are just, turn this panel. Rappers, like I said, they're entertainers. You know what I mean? They're reporters for the most part. They're like, when you turn on the news and you hear something about somebody dying or something like that, all rappers are entertainers who are reporters, and they put it in a poetic form. So, just to read this real quick for y'all. Lil Wayne was back in Los Angeles Hospital on Tuesday after suffering another seizure. The 30-year-old Young Money Boss, who revealed in March that he suffered from epilepsy, was taken to Cedars-Sinai Hospital last Tuesday night by his bodyguards, according to TMZ. Wayne spent nearly a week in intensive care unit last time in March after suffering multiple seizures. He was called into the Los Angeles radio station Power 106 after his release and told DJ Philly that it was his chronic condition. So he said, "The thing is, man, the bad news is I'm epileptic, whatever how you say it. So I'm prone to seizures," he said. "This is my first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh seizure. I've had a bunch of seizures. Yeah, I've never heard about them, but this time it's going to be a real big deal, whatever the case may be, because they're trying to match the drug use and all that other stuff up to that. So, Lil Wayne, hope you get better and get good with your health, you know what I'm saying? If anyone knows anything about that, I don't know too much about all that stuff like that. Alicia Keys, today she dropped New Day video. Some of you guys heard 50 Cent, he had his version. There was some discrepancies because initially the song was written for Dr. Dre's Detox with Alicia Keys on it. 50 Cent decided to take the track. He put his version out. She put out her version. Today was the day she put out her official version. Today, Mayweather versus the Spanish guy. I don't know his name fully, but whatever. They fight Saturday. It's going to be a good fight. Mayweather, this is his first fight since being released from jail after doing 60 days for allegedly, you know what I'm saying, I guess hitting his girl or whatever the case may be. He said that, you know, why make his family, why take it to trial and put his family through that, and his kids have to get on the stand, so he manned up, did the 60 days. So this was his first fight. So it's up to you guys whether you're going to put your money on Mayweather or the Spanish guy. He seems okay, but in my opinion, this nigga's about to get knocked out, just like all the other. Mayweather's just too good of a fighter. His conditioning will win this fight. I say Mayweather in 12 rounds. I don't think it will be a knockout, but I think that he will come. He'll be on deck, ready to fight. He looks in great shape. But at the end of the day, he's 37 years old. And, you know, boxing for 17, 16 years, it's a lot of wear and tear on your body. So good luck to Mayweather. I'm a fan and of his hard work and dedication. What else is out there that's going on? Oh, Michael Jordan. He just spent $10 million on his wedding. I think that's a little excessive, but, you know, it's Michael Jordan. He got people standing online at 3 in the morning to buy $200 sneakers. So I guess he got $10 million to put towards a wedding. Congratulations to Michael Jordan. We on Facebook. We got going on here. All right, we got somebody at the set. So we gotta go play this Quick the Brat real quick.
One for the money, two for the bank, three to get you going, cause the breath in the play. Yeah. It's me, the OG Funk Bandit, the B to the R-A-T, and in fact, if you ain't heard of me, take a seat, lay back and listen as I bust for your ass on this funkified mission.
Kick off your shoes and relax your feet.
That's right.
Party on down with the swag of
the team. Now it goes like that and that's how it goes. I'ma give it to all you Negroes and hoes. So listen up, make sure you listen up well. Don't miss a little bit cause this here be bad as hell.
All the matter is, I'm not
again. Trying to diss in the gangster's way, that's how them fools get dealt with. So what you wanna do? Don't even trip.
Step up.
And I'ma bust your lip. Now I know that I know you don't want me to, but keep on tripping and I'ma give it to you. I flow for you Negroes and hoes, devastating, captivating, elevating. And I operate, floating on cloud nine, so just
fight up, baby, fight up.
At your request, I guess it's time for me to hit the cut. It goes
1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4.
From the bottom to the top, top to bottom, I go. So now you know what I ain't and what I is. It's the baddest little pimp in the hip hop biz. OG is what I am, upright is what I am. You know what I am, and you can't see, so let it go. I'm wrapped too tight. Take it how I give it and enjoy the night ride. Yeah, it's like that. It's like that. Mode the 1994 is the brand. And you don't know. You better ask somebody. Dotty, dotty, I came to party. Big baby. JD, what you think about this right here, boy?
We're back. This is Elmira Gone Wild. I am your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. the blackest nigga you will ever meet. And we're in the building. We chilling. We chopping it up, having a good time. Just cooling, you know what I'm saying? Finally, Elmira has a voice. We're sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, pre-game radio, and shout out to Brooklyn Black for making this here possible. As you may know, you guys may know, Datacus, the Locks, are coming, you know, to do a show here in Elmira. And I was offered 7 minutes to perform on stage for $1,500, $1,500 for the most part. Now, this is how I feel. Like I said, this is my opinion. If you're sitting at home and you're listening, you're thinking like, all right, this is my opinion. My opinion is this. There's a lot of dope rappers out here. Let me start off with my shout out before I go in. To me, people that do their thing out here, to me, what is his name? Cash Cal, he does his thing. Who else I want to salute with consistency? Cash Cal's been consistent since I've been out here. He deserves to be on that stage. I believe Rick Rude. He's a star. He deserves to be on that stage. What other rappers is out here doing a damn thing? Dow Jones crew, or whatever. Well, I'm gonna say Dow Jones because I see him working. I don't really know the rest of those dudes, but Dow Jones, he deserves to be on that stage. I can't think of nobody really offhand like that go in like that. And then me, myself. And the reason why I feel like these guys should be on stage, I mean, they come to Elmira where we live at, or whatever the case may be, and they're getting the local dollars. You know what I'm saying? They called in to get the local dollars. So why wouldn't you have people who's putting in work? You know, you pay for studio time, you're doing YouTube videos, you're doing shows. Those guys do shows and stuff like that. They deserve to be on the stage. Now, Double Edge is performing, or whatever the case may be. Now, I don't have nothing against that crew as a whole. Hold on 1 second. Somebody here on the set. What is going on here?
Yes, yeah. Oh.
You're
hey.
My lady.
Hey.
Intermission real quick, but now we're talking about the you know what I'm saying, like I said, shout out to Double Edge or whatever case may be. I'm not a fan of you know, their music per se. Who's a dope rapper in that crew? I fucks with Pudge is a good rapper. And like I said, Pudge is a good rapper, and you got I think they call him Hitch or something like that. He makes dope beats and stuff like that, which is cool. But I just feel like when you get on stage and you're performing, like you watch the Camerons, the DMXs and stuff like that, the show is where your crowd can be able to sing your music and sing your songs and stuff like that. And I don't think that they have enough songs that's out to where the public would sing and chant. Now, as far as for me, Lucky, I put in a lot of work regardless of how people may feel as far as, you know, me being dope or being nice or being popular to the masses or whatever the case may be, I feel people know my stuff. Even if they know just my hooks, they know my stuff. We should be on the stage. Cash Cow, you got a dope record with Cassidy, That I'm Dope, Catchy Hook. You got a couple catchy joints. People know of those songs. They know of them. You know what I'm saying? They said he was going to be performing. We don't know 100% if that's true or whatever, but, you know, shout out to him for that. Rick Rude, he's a young dude. Why wouldn't you want to, you know, put the youth, you know what I'm saying? That you never know. Doing something for the youth as far as, like, somebody as young as Rick Rude, him being in the same space as a Jadakiss and, you know, Styles P and Sheik and all of them, Rakim, that may, you know what I'm saying? Not saying he's doing horrible on the streets or anything like that, but that may give him the boost that he needs to come to the forefront as far as his stardom. And that's how I feel about that. I'm not going to go to the show. I'm not going to go to the show. I'm going to shoot it. I'm not saying you guys don't go, but do you think I'm not going? I can't support that. I won't support that. I won't spend dollars for that. I just won't do it. Shout out to that. So yeah, you know, y'all go check that out. Do what you do. We're talking, like I said, sports. We're talking sports. The Knicks play tonight, game 5. You know, they're trying to get the Celtics out of here or whatever. I don't think it's gonna happen. They're probably gonna get it in 6, not 5. Celtics. I don't want the Knicks to win, even though I'm in New York. I'm not really a Knicks fan. I'm a Carmelo fan for the most part. Jason Collins, he came out and he said, I'm black, I'm an athlete, and I'm gay. Now, I don't see no big deal about it. People is making it a big deal. I think if this was about 10 years ago, then, yeah, 10, 15 years ago, this would be a big deal. Hold on 1 second. We got somebody putting their hand up. Let's get them in. You're on there.
Yo.
X, in the building.
Yeah, I told you. I wanted to actually say something before you actually go into the other point.
Okay.
Now, as far as the show or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you know, for everybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying, you know, go ahead and support it in a sense. But like you were saying, you know what I'm saying, like I give it up to the dudes that is really, you know, doing their thing right now. But at the same time, I'm talking about as far as, you know what I mean, the local artists, you know what I'm saying. I don't have nothing against them, you know what I'm saying. I look at it as like this, you know what I'm saying. You know, I've been actually doing this for, you know what I mean, 15, 17, you know what I mean, actually it's going on 17, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean, a lot of people should, you know what I'm saying, basically be up on that stage, not just, you know, Rick Rude and Cash Cow and, you know what I'm saying, like, there should be Alley Cat, there should, you know, myself, yourself, you, as well as, you know what I'm saying, like, the rest of them cats, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you mean completely, but I'm just saying, my thing is this, and like I said, and I know I didn't mention your name in it, and the reason why your name wasn't mentioned, it wasn't, I'm not saying that Alley Cat isn't a dope rapper because he's a good rapper. I'm not saying Middle X isn't a good rapper. I'm saying a show is like if a guy came to tell Myra his name was TikTok. But you know nothing about TikTok. Like, it would be hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Normally when they're selling stuff, they have hits or even hood anthems and stuff that people know. Prime example. If you, like, when you had your birthday bash, niggas are singing your shit. I looked, I watched, I seen it. People singing your shit. So that would tell me that you getting on stage, when you're doing your show, you can take a pause and people will still be singing your shit. I just watched today on WorldStar. Cameron did a show where he did 2 songs. And he did I Really Need It and Hey Ma. So when he say, Hey Ma, and then the crowd, he puts the mic to the crowd, and they go, we going to get it on the nine. Because we know that. So I just feel that they should have put people, and let's just say they didn't even put me, put people that people know their material. If you're going to perform, put people that know their material. And the reason why also the show doesn't piss me off itself because it's good for the towns, but where's the money going? The money is going to where? Not back in our pockets, Elmira, New York. Why can't we do this, our show with itself? Like, why can't we have our own show? You know what I'm saying? And then why can't, then they would be the guests. You know what I'm saying? So when we don't have to pay motherfuckers or whatever the case may be, we can pay our local people to come see us, and then we pay, you know, like the grand finale would be a Jada Kiss or something like that. But mainly it'll be an Elmira-based show, not just a Jada Kiss, Rough Riders type of show. You know what I'm saying? Why can't it be just an Elmira-based show? You get my point?
Yeah, but you want to know why? Because of the simple fact that they, you know, a lot, you know, like I said, it's hard, man. Like, the support system is fucked up out here. You know, I'm not saying it to make it an excuse or anything like that, but let's just put it, you know, let's be 100% real. Even if you put your CD in stores, they'll be like, oh, you know, not saying that nobody would buy your record, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you don't know who's buying your record. You feel what I'm saying? Who's checking, you know what I mean, for your record, or who's going to be like, yo, I bought that. Yo, that shit was crazy. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that right there, like, because when Alley Cat put out Out of the Struggle, his album, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how many numbers he actually, you know, he accumulated, you know what I'm saying? Because SoundScan, you know what I'm saying? The SoundScan, where, you know, up here, you know, is not even no SoundScan, you know, it's just under the table. So I don't know how many units he actually sold. But at the same time, I was looking at it like, dang, you know, Homeboy didn't even put a video out at that time and still, you know, at least sold at least some of the albums, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like I said, you know, the support system up here is really, like, really, really slow. Because, you know, a lot of people up here don't even know half of these people be rapping. You know what I'm saying? Now, the people that do know, you know what I'm saying, they will go support. But at the same time, some people will support from afar. You feel what I'm saying? Now, let's just say right now, your mixtape is in where? AA, the Westin, the Westin on the West Side, right?
Yeah.
Now, are you keeping up with those numbers? How many units is being sold and how many things is being, you know what I'm saying? If you keep, I'm not saying keep up with the people. I'm saying if you're keeping up with them units, then you'll be able to know, like, okay, now if we have an Elmira-based show, you know who's going to be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Snow Bunny, Juggin' Deuces, or the Blunt Ride, or whatever you have. I know how many joints you got, but I'm just saying, like, this is an example. You know what I'm saying? They will sit there and be like, yo, I'm be on cruise control. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh, shit, I ain't know that many people love that record. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about the fact that you're controlling your units and really knowing who's really, like, really there. You know what I'm saying? But it just, like I said, a lot of people don't be checking out a lot of shit they want for free, too, because they be like, oh, man, you know, people want to sell their CDs for, like, 10, you know what I'm saying? Because I was thinking about that, you know, with the NOF2 album at that time. I was going to sell it for, like, $8 to $10, and they was like, oh, you know what I'm saying, that's too much. But I'm like, yo, you have to look at it. It's like, yo, this is, like, a 3-man producer album. It's not just, you know what I mean? It takes time to build up them covers. It takes time to put all them, you know, the little words and the LLCs and everything up together. That's money. You know what I'm saying? So I understand in one aspect, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to, you know, the out-of-town, like I said, the Rough Riders and all that stuff, they're going to go up to that because of the simple fact that they're well-known, you know what I'm saying? On top of that, you know, they was completely consistent. Even though us artists up here is probably consistent on a consecutive basis, but they won't really actually support us because they know us. You know what I'm saying? And it's weird. I don't understand it, but it's weird. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. If we could actually have an Elmira-based show, you know what I'm saying? I'd be down to do it.
Do you think that there will ever be an Elmira-based show where all artists can rock the stage and everybody can, you know, gain from it in a lucrative aspect, you know, money or whatever the case may be?
It depends. It depends, brother. Like, you know, I did some free showcasing before and all that stuff. Like, I mean, there was people that, you know, come to those events, but it depends on the person. Like, it's all about, like, who they like, who they've been around, who they chill, who they know. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like they don't want to check everybody out. They want to check at least certain people out. You know what I mean? So it's all about, you know, I feel like it could happen, but then again, I don't think it could happen. You know what I'm saying? It's just a dependent situation. You know what I mean? It's a 50-50 chance.
It is, and I had this kind of idea. I wanted to go around with my camera, right, and run up on at least 20 people and ask them who their favorite rapper is in Elmira. And then whoever they say, they have to quote a hook or a verse. I'm going to do that, matter of fact. They have to quote a hook or a verse of their favorite artist. And I want to see, that will prove, and we're just going into spontaneous hood people. We're going to say hood people. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's where the rap market is mostly at. But white women in general, and white dudes, they're the ones who actually, you know, write down lyrics to learn it. You know what I mean? They'll write your lyrics down so they can learn and spit your lyrics. But I'm thinking about throwing a show. I think, and if we did throw a show, could it be successful without violence?
Yeah, it could be successful without violence. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, there was a show that we did over at the Inferno. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to my band, B.I., you know what I'm saying? But this was after the fact. This is when, you know, but during the Inferno, like when we was there performing and all that, there was no violence. And, you know, people was just right there just listening and vibing and trying to catch the vibe to everybody's, you know, music. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, it's just, like I said to you, if you do it, you know, I'll be down, man. You know what I mean? I'm down to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? We'll perform that track that we did together. We can perform, you know what I'm saying? I can perform, you know, countless songs just as well as you could do, you know what I'm saying, countless songs. I promise, join all of them. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter. So I seen how, like I said, pause. I seen how you rocked the crowd before. You know what I'm saying? And when you know what I mean? My dude, I already seen that. You know what I mean? You touch the people. You feel what I'm saying? So I know that you can do it. You feel what I'm saying? I, me myself, I know I can get in tune with the crowd, but at the same time, it's like, it's kind of hard because I did some features with some artists. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if I could actually do half of that material. With it, you know what I mean? I could do my side of it, but it would be like mad small, you know what I mean, segments. Unless it's like my older material, and I know only one song I can perform out of that is Waiting For. You know what I mean? So doesn't matter, man. Like I said, I know that you can rock the crowd, even Alley Cat and all these cats could do it, man. It's just that it's up to the people, man. It's up to the people that want to support it completely, you know? Give up their $5, you know what I mean? All it is $5, you know what I mean? Even if it's 2 or 3, doesn't matter, as long as, you know what I'm saying, you're supporting your town. If you can't support your own artist in your own town, you can't go nowhere else. You can't go nowhere else. And, I mean, you can, you know, you can go somewhere else and try to start from scratch, but it's going to take so much time because they got to get warmed up to you, you know what I'm saying, just as well as you got to warm up to the people. You know what I mean? But when you're in a spot that people know you and they don't want to support you, that's messed up. Like, that's crazy. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, man, when I did the Underrated Radio, we talked about it, you know, with a couple of people. They've been on it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm being real, man. This is that time, like, for artists to shine, but they don't want people to shine, man. I'm telling you. It's not just the artists, it's the people also, you know?
I just figured, you know what I mean? I just figured that you can move, two people can move a table, you know, faster than one. You know what I'm saying? Two people can move a table faster than one. And so, like, it's just, I don't know. It's just weird. And that's why I continue to do my element of music and my fashion the way I do it. Only because, and I vow to kind of cut out the features. I won't be doing no more features. I'm not talking about with you, but, like, with these dudes. The reason why, you do songs with these guys, and they just do the song just so they can say they did a song with you.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, see, a lot. Remember when you was talking about, you know, you don't like the fact that, you know, you got to be in certain people's cliques and all that just to get into the studio, in the studios and all that. That's another.
Yeah.
That's another, you know, thing. You know what I mean? But see, there was a reason why I did. See, a lot of people copy from me when I did that shit. There was a reason why. I didn't want a lot of people up in my shit. You feel me? I didn't want a lot of people up in my studio. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fucking, when certain niggas, like, other cliques of niggas, they'll come through. And when they come through, it stagnates from what you need to do as an artist. You feel what I'm saying?
I just think it's corny. It's corny. It's just corny. Like, I thought no matter what strategy I use to create some type of
revenue,
noise in the town, I started off with the Rick Rude thing. Me doing the battle thing with Rick Rude.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would maybe inspire battle rappers to step forth and be like, hey, let's get it in lyrically. Then you know, the thing with Alley Cat, we go at it, or whatever the case may be. We all know, as you may see, if you go to his SoundCloud, he has songs. They don't exceed no more than 250. None of his other songs. Everything else did. The Lucky Me disc has, I think it's 900 now, over 900 views compared to every other one. So why? What was about the Lucky Me disc that was better than any of his other material?
You want to know? You want to know what it is? I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm gonna be 100% real with you right now.
Okay.
You see how, you know, you're a consistent person. You feel what I'm saying? When as far as being a businessman, being a family man, being an entrepreneur as well as a rap artist, you're consistent. So when people look at your consistency and they see that you're really on the level of, like, really getting a lot of people, like, right now, son, like I said, you're touching people right now, B, like, in a sense of, you know, inspiring them. You feel what I'm saying? So as you're inspiring people, and there's people that's going to hate regardless. There's going to be haters regardless. But when it comes down to it, son, like as you're basically being all consistent like that, and they see that, oh man, and you going after one artist, you going after one artist that, you know, a lot of people could actually be like, oh man, you know what I mean, you going after Ellie, now that's not, you know what I mean, that's not a good move. So they're gonna be like, oh, we're gonna side. Like I said, they're gonna be biased to it, and it's just because they know that you're consistent, and they know that you're gonna do what you do. But they will count out Ellie because he's from the town, in the sense of saying, yo, we're going to really, you know, basically, you know, we're rooting for this nigga because he's from the town. You feel what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I'm not saying that's not a bad thing, but it is kind of like fucked up in a sense, because that's just showing you that the biasness in between all the bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? Instead of them looking at both artists and being like, yo, his shit is hot. Even though this dude right here, even if they can sit there and say, yo, Ali won or whatever, or they can say that you won. You know what I'm saying? But overall, they should look at it and say, damn, that was a good battle. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was, and that's what really got to me, like, yo, damn, you know, a lot of people would go after, you know what I'm saying, a battle disc, you know what I'm saying, a diss track before they would listen to somebody else's material in a sense of saying, yo, that's when the non-support factor comes in. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They want to hear someone talking shit about somebody else. They like the drama. They love the drama more than they will listen to somebody's material. Just like how, you know, and I'm not trying to cut you off again, but I'm going to put it to you like this. It's like me going against, when I went against, you know, Hood Stardom and you know, Big Money and as well as Cap at the time. You know what I'm saying? But the thing was, when I was trying to help niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like my man Brian said, I was trying to feed niggas. You know what I'm saying? I was really trying to feed niggas. Like, I was trying to cat, like, yo, man, yo, listen, B. This is the thing that it all stemmed down to. I was like, son, you know, since everybody comes to you in the sense of saying, yo, you know, Cap is the illest nigga of the town. All right. But he was, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, man, you should actually, you know, say that you guys run the L and shit. Like, y'all should just say I run this town type shit. He took offense to it. And it's just saying, I ain't going to listen to you. You my cousin. Like, I don't give a fuck about you. Like, and then when I said, you know, niggas can have out my, like when we did that I Get Money diss, that it wasn't even a diss track. It was just a song. When I just said, y'all can have out my, like, that shit went, like, on MySpace at the time. Like, I used that as a sound scan at the time. And motherfuckers was like, oh, shit. They was just, yo, so I'm telling you. It was like over like 500 people, 500, just off one stand, son. And then when I did the We Run the L shit, and that was just only a 30-second, like a 52-second clip. And that song wasn't even finished. And that shit had like almost 1,000, my dude, like people ran to that song. And it's just like, yo, that shit was crazy. So when they go after you, when they see that you're shining and you're doing what you're doing, son, they want to go against you because, like I said, they don't see the best intentions out of you. You feel what I'm saying? My bad, homie. I know you was trying to talk and all that, but I was just explaining everything. I had to break it down in 4 or 5 sections just so everybody can hear. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, go ahead. It's your show.
My bad. No. Listen. I listen to everything that you said, and there's so much truth. There's so much truth to that. You, like I said, it's kind of it mind boggles the shit out of me that even, and it's not even just me. There's animosities amongst, you know what I'm saying, rap cliques that grew up out here. Hold on, we got somebody with their hands up. Let's see if we can get them on the air.
Yo, my rich chicks be fucking, son.
All right, sir. Where you calling from?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Do you know anything about Elmira?
Everything you tell me on Facebook, son.
Okay, word up, son. I don't want to go off pace of what we was talking about, but I want to get the question of the day in. Do you think that him coming out, Jason Collins coming out of the closet now, mean anything?
No, he just tried to do that for the pity party just in case some fucking niggas lose tonight.
I'm just saying, like, the moral story is this. It's not like back in the days when all the gay people, when you wanted to see gay people, you went to the Village,
yeah,
or something like that. It's like, it's not a big deal. The nigga's gay and he played basketball.
So what?
It's not like, see, I know they're going to make, they making crazy jokes with your boy from the Heat and all that. And I wonder if he goes up for a dunk and his balls hit a nigga back, they kind of like, oh, you know what I'm saying? It was,
yeah.
I don't know. How you feel about that?
Let me get a reductions and a pack of show, 100.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I think it is crazy. For those who don't know, this is Brooklyn Black, by the way. You know, but you know, I don't think, you know, it doesn't make any sense whether he did it now or he did it next year. Like, you know what I'm saying? No one cares. You know, everybody already thought Boss was gay, so it's not like it's a big fucking shock.
And then his wife goes and says, oh, I just never, not his wife, I'm sorry, his ex-girlfriend goes, oh, I never knew, da-da-da, this and that. And then, you know, I read all the tweets from, you know, Ellen, Degenerate. I love you, Ellen, by the way, if you're listening. I know there's other people. Huh?
So you didn't say her damn name right.
is Degenerate, right?
No, Degenerate, fool.
Oh, Degenerate, like generous, give the pussy up, generous, like that?
Yeah.
Oh, Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, I thought it was a degenerate.
Yeah, you crazy, son.
Like a cigarette.
Man. But, yo, like I said, here's what I'm saying about Jason Collins. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fine, he's out and he felt comfortable enough now to say it while his team's in the playoffs. He felt comfortable enough to do that now. Fine. Fuck it. Good for you. But, like I said, we already thought this nigga fucking Chris Bosh was gay. So, therefore, you're really not the first gay athlete. So...
You think Chris Bosh is gay?
I think Chris Bosh done took a couple of stiff ones.
Wow.
Why? Because he did that because they had, when they won the championship, they had Take It to the Head playing in the background.
Well, wow. for one, you don't give yourself a champagne. A man should not be giving himself nor another man a champagne shower. Champagne shower is strictly for bitches. Part of my French, but I don't know the ladies listening personally.
Wow, somebody was pouring champagne in his mouth?
On his head, and he was taking like he was on vacation. Like, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So, ex, would you, if you had a party, would you let somebody pour champagne on your head?
Nah.
Yeah, see, like, that, nigga, that's a violation of guy code right there, son. Like,
but that's crazy. I mean, come on, man. This is weird. Like, all of a sudden, all these gay athletes is coming out now. Like, that's
Let me ask you, look. You seen all the old Jay-Z videos from back in the day, right? When Dame Dash was in the videos and shit, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever see him pour champagne on a dude?
No, I've never. But I must say, I've seen people pour Gatorade and champagne on their coach's head. Pause.
That's Gatorade.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I'm saying? That's just the end of the game. You take the cooler head coach, flash. You know what I'm saying? That's totally different. But when you take a champagne bottle and you do the jerk motion as if the dude is ejaculating, and you got your mouth open like you're trying to catch every last drop of the shit. Sorry.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna lie. If we won a championship or something like that, no pause before I say this, Vern. If we're on the same team and we both
taking a champagne shower, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll spray you with my champagne. Pause. Yo, if you're listening, yo, this is El Mato Going Wild. I'm your host, Lucky Me. You know what I'm saying? We're sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. We on deck. We got Middle X on the scene. You know what I'm saying? We got Brooklyn Black on deck. Shout out to the private callers or whatever the case may be. We're here Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10. You can call in 347-857-4302. 347-857-4302. That's how we So, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about Jason Collins. He came out the closet. And so, is he even still in the league?
He's on the Celtics.
Oh, so he's sprinting down the field. Like, he's skipping down the...
Hey,
I can't even... if he even, like, everybody's going to look at him funny now.
And homie Melo just got hurt. It looks like we may be going to a game seven.
Yo, listen, if the Knicks do not make it past this round and they got beat by a gay athlete, how that's going to make it look?
Yo, it's not like the whole team is full of gay athletes. Nigga, it's just one nigga. And ain't like he's putting up a fucking triple-double. He comes up with an average of, 12 points a fucking game? Like, it's not like he's doing major damage.
First of all, listen. He's grabbing rebounds, and he's shooting the ball.
You know why he's grabbing rebounds? You know why he's grabbing rebounds? Because he went the ball to the face.
I am not your... No, really, he's diving for loose balls, he's grabbing rebounds,
uh-huh.
He's playing good
uh-huh.
defense.
Loose balls, huh?
My bad,
I give it 24 hours,
and you know them crazy-ass pictures you can see at Chris Bosh? That's why I've seen them shit to that nigga.
Listen, like I said, to me, Bosh is a beast. As far as a basketball player, I think when he went to Miami, they slowed him down. You got LeBron hogging the ball. You know what I'm saying? He's not in front of the wall.
Whoa. I'm not even Miami Heat fan, but I got to cut you off. There's no – LeBron ain't hogging the ball. He's like second in the league in assists, which means he gives the ball.
He still hogs the ball. Bosh is a forward, or whatever the case may be. He needs to get some touches. Karl Malone used to always get the ball from Stockton. He needs at least 20 touches a game. When he was on Toronto,
look, now Chris Bosh needs touches.
No, but seriously, Bosh needs more touches on the ball or whatever the case may be. You know, Wade already, you know what I'm saying, he played the bigger man role. Because realistically, I like Dwayne Wade's game better than LeBron. I'm sorry.
I'm with you. Like I said, I'm not a Miami Heat fan at all. But I give credit where it's due. Granted, they doing their thing. I'm not a Miami Heat fan in the least. But I give credit where it's due.
All right, Brooklyn Black, real quick. Mayweather or the Spanish dude this week?
I say Mayweather, but if Mayweather loses, he'll retire.
He has a contract.
If Mayweather loses, he'll retire.
He's under contract.
And he got enough money to get out that contract. Let's be real, this is money Mayweather hit.
You think he really going to lose?
No, I don't think he's going to lose. I'm saying if he loses, he'll retire. Because my thing is, he want to fight this dude, Guerrero, and Guerrero got busted for using hormone enhancers, but he wouldn't fight Pacquiao because Pacquiao uses hormone enhancers. If you ask me, that sounds like some scared shit.
What, that Mayweather was scared of Pacquiao?
Yeah.
I think there's things about the situation. Like I said, Mayweather is locked into this 30-month contract or whatever the case may be. I guess this is what he got, $200 million?
Yeah,
$200
million in his fucking duffel bag.
Yeah, but I'm saying he got $200 million for 30 months. So I think it's six fights. I think he's scheduled to fight six fights for $200 million. And we're not even talking about pay-per-view and all the extra endorsement stuff he's going to get from this. I believe that this thing will go to 12 rounds. And I think, if it doesn't go 12 rounds, Mayweather's probably going to beat him up to where they stop it.
He's going back to wrestling.
The reason why I say that is because Guerrero is not better than Cotto. Cotto. He's not better than Cotto. And Cotto gave it his all, and Mayweather still came as far as, like, you know, tactical stuff, body work, you know what I'm saying? Mayweather's defense is impeccable, even though they're saying that Cotto kind of gave him a beating, but Mayweather still pulled it up. Like, I seen the fight he did with Shane Mosley or whatever the case may be. It's like every time he's in trouble, he makes adjustments, you know what I'm saying, to get the victory. And that's what makes great fighters. And I don't think no one will ever be able to beat Floyd Mayweather because he's a scaredy fighter, but he's the best fighter. So he thinks defense first, then offense. All these other guys, as soon as they come out, they always try to charge Mayweather and they try to, you know what I'm saying, put pressure on him and then they burn themselves out. Well, Mayweather tucks that chin, he keeps that shoulder up, and he sticks to his plan. He let the motherfuckers tie themselves out, and he hit them with a body shot. Throw the jab. Bang, bang. And he wins the fight. People expect him to be Mike Tyson. Mayweather is not a Mike Tyson. He's 37 years old. He's a technical fighter. And I bet anyone that Mayweather will win this fight. Like I said, we cooling out here. We talking a lot of shit. What else is going on? Oh, Brooklyn Black. Jadakiss is in there coming up here.
Oh yeah. So you should probably work something out then with that.
I tried to work something out, and I know you've been around artists and stuff like that. You got pictures of Feral March and other artists and stuff like that. You're in that room. Tell me, is this disrespectful? 7 minutes on stage for $1,500.
Who are you performing for, Jay-Z?
Exactly. Now, I don't want to take nothing away from Styles, Jada. They're legendary artists as far as what they do. But this is not Lil Wayne. This is not Puffy. This is not, you know what I'm saying? These are...
And
I think,
honestly, if anyone puts up that type of money, they deserve to be flat.
Well, I think...
$100 for a 7-minute performance?
These promoters are tricky. They use... It's funny. It's like they use the local talent to pay for the real talent.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what, because yo, they're charging the regular talent $1,500 for a 7-minute slot, and let's just say you have four opening acts at $1,500 a pop, that's $6,000.
I don't see it selling out.
They don't have to sell out. Lawrence those four artists paid. Jadakiss is his cover space. So whether nobody shows up, he's still gonna get paid.
All right, you got Jadakiss, Styles P, Sheik, Rakim, and some other artists coming.
Yo, I'm sorry, I wouldn't even pay $1,500 to perform for Rakim, and I love Rakim. I'm sorry, but that's not nah.
Yeah, I love Rakim too. He's the reason why I do what I do. You know what I mean? If it wasn't him paving the way, and you know what I'm saying, and his approach, there wouldn't be no Lucky Me. You know what I'm saying? Or no Jadakiss for that matter. But
yeah, true indeed. It's not like it. Nah, $1,500 for 7 minutes. Nah, that's not nah.
It's not.
But look, you got to tell them, like, they want you to pay $1,500 for 7 minutes. You feel what I'm saying? And that's not what it is. Like I said, that's just some, like, that was, like I told you that night, that was some fraudulent, you know, business that homeboy was trying to convey to you. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, those are people you ain't going to want to mess with a lot. But I just got up in the main offices. I got to set up stuff for pregame radio on Friday. And I'm saying definitely everyone who's listening, follow me on Twitter and check me on Friday night at 10 o'clock. The same number. I'll be in the building.
Yeah,
shout out to Lucky Me. Shout out to all the hosts. Luck, keep doing what you're doing. I know this is we're going to the end of your season. So, you know I'm saying, keep what you're doing. Ended up with a bang. I appreciate you, brother.
Well, I want to say, too, on air, thank you for your patience with me because at the end of the day, you're so lenient. A lot of people don't know that you're very lenient with me. Anybody else would have been scrapped my show, and I think you're lenient, and you know to the fact that I always got so much going on, you know what I mean? And then, like, it takes a phone call. You hit me. I'm like, oh, who's 347 calling me? And I'm like, oh, shit, the fucking show. You know what I mean? And so I'm going to go on air and let the people know that, you know, shout out to Brooklyn Black. Like, we go way back, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny, people don't know that you're going to be in the book or whatever the case may be. And, you know what I'm saying, we got good stories and we got bad stories. We got some stories about, stuff with the girls and stuff like that. And all
let me clear this up on air right now. Whoa, Brooklyn Black did not participate in any threesomes with Lucky Me.
Now we might have
hit the same girl in the same day, or hit girls at the same time, but we were not in the same room, so it does not count as a threesome.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. A threesome would be the wrong word to use. But if my memory serves me correct, once upon a time, there was a big field by Nyack Middle School.
I did not have sexual intercourse with that girl.
But you were butt naked with her on the blanket.
I was not butt naked.
Were you or were you not?
Don't even try to say that character on my own damn network. I was not butt naked with her. Don't even go there with that. Ain't nobody take off their clothes. If you want to put it out there, look at you as you want to run a butt naked on the baseball field trying to hit a home run and shit. Circling the baseball, butt naked with
five. I was butt naked, running around. I was young. I was happy to be getting some sex.
Yeah, wow. That wasn't me. But like I said, I'm in the building. I got some work to do. Like I said, look, yo, keep doing what you're doing. Hit me after the show. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk. You know, once in Tuesdays and beats and all that. But like I said, everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all helping, lucking me out. Y'all, you know, giving my network greatness. So I definitely appreciate the love. But hit me on Twitter, @BookerBlack. Listen to my show on Fridays. Hit me on Facebook. You see me going back and forth with Lucky Me.
Follow me on Twitter.
and Lucky Me likes the snow bunny, and that's what I'm saying. I'm out of here.
Dope. So I'm saying shout out to Brooklyn Black on the check-in. We're talking about summer do's and don'ts. We noticed that the ladies are coming out with the strollers. If you didn't know, I think it's going to be July 4th. They're going to be having hot dogs and Franks at Grand Park. Elmira's first annual Stroller Olympics in Grand Park. Bring your child down if you think you're the fastest. You know, if you make bottles faster than anyone, if you can change diapers, if you can, you know what I mean, move around the park the fastest with your kids and stuff like that, come down, bring your kids, have a good time, and we're going to see what we can do as far as that. Like I said, July 4th, our first annual Stroller, Elmira Stroller Olympics. And we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to get back into the swing of things. You hanging out a little bit, X?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I've been keeping people abreast of your new CD that you got coming out soon, and you want to just chop it up and let people know how far you're getting with that, the Seventh Element, and if there's any new developments in that situation.
No doubt.
This is Elmira going wild, and we're going to play some classic shit from that boy, DMX. Once upon a time, you know, I was falling. And when they say you're falling, they say you're slipping.
See, to live is to suffer. To survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't please. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions preparing my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid. Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit. Yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
thing to have. Barry gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch. Didn't need a click because I scared it that much. One deep with the starting with kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks. Getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to fall. In the morning before I could fly. I ate something. Couple of 40s made me hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Like this, tepping with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm holed up. Slipping, we're falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, we're falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, we're falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, we're falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like, damn, look how that got him. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself, that could have been yo. It's on the TV, believe me, it could be done. Something got to give, got to change, cause now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty. And that means no more getting high, drinking 40, so I get back looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my kept it real, it's strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the bulls, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear.
Yeah, we back. We back. This is Elmira Grown Wild. I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I may have had sex with your baby mother. We out here. We chilling. You know what I'm saying? We chopping it up. We about to, you know what I'm saying? I think we got like 30 minutes left or something like that on the show. We got Middle X in the building. Yo, X.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to, what's the process? What's going on with your CD? You got a date on that thing yet? You got any exclusive features that you want to add to it that people, you know, may not know?
Well, I haven't really actually decided that yet. I'm really looking at it for, like, at least probably, like, the end of this year or the start of next year. You know what I'm saying? As far as the date. As far as the process is going, you know, I'm having a little short difficulty right now as far as, like, the beats. But I got my own boy Matt, you know what I'm saying? He's cooking up a few for the kid for the album. Shout out to Matt. As far as features, I don't know yet. You know what I'm saying? I would like for you to get up on the record, but me and you have to decide upon, you know, which record you want to get up on, you know what I'm saying? So
we'll discuss that. I think I had a chance to hear some of your old stuff or whatever the case may be, and I like Make It Hot is one of my favorite records of yours. Like I said, you have a voice. I get mad that you don't put out more music. I think your voice.
Hold on. Yeah, but you know, you want to know what it's like. There's more to, you know. Like I say, if people really actually listen to, you know, the older material, like before the Make It Hot joint, like I know that some people probably would look at, you know, the Dangerously album is different from the NOS 2 album. Now, the reason why I'll say that is because you know, the Dangerously album was more of a darker time. You know, it was the like the vulnerability of a hustler at the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's not even to say a hustler. I say a real individual. You know what I'm saying? NOF2 was more of a, you know, it was more of like, it was like a comeback album.
That's true. But you will get out. Go ahead, ask my bad. Apologize.
It wasn't like a comeback album. It was more of a, it was kind of like a comeback album. Let's say that. Let's say it was like a reintroduction. You know what I mean? Reintroduction to, you know, to the people, to the public, in the sense of they didn't know the NOF. You know what I mean? Acronym is Nigga on Fire, really. But the first NOF, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said NOF 2, Back to Business. Back then, it was just, you know, NOF Volume 1. But for those that didn't know, it was on cassette back in the day. So, but as far as, you know what I'm saying, the Seventh Element, I'm going to be more glossier. I'm going to touch on a little bit of the hood, you know, of course, but I'm going to be more, a little bit less aggressive, a little bit more lenient, you know what I'm saying, towards, you know, the commercial side of things.
Because right,
I feel this is my last album.
We got a question in. We got a question fresh in off the press. People, they said, hold on. Middle Wags, we see that you've been in a long relationship. Will there be any songs dedicated to your significant other?
We'll see. You know, like I said, there's a I got a song called "Tell Me." It's a sexual song. You know what I mean? It's gonna be like a LL Cool J, you know what I mean, type of vibe. Because I haven't really actually touched on that.
And then my mind just called me love.
not that type of vibe. I'm talking about that Imagine That vibe, like 2000 Imagine That and Doing It. That type of record. It's going to be a sexual record. You know what I'm saying? So that would be the first time I actually, you know, did something like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really ready to do something like that this time. You know what I mean? So prepare for that.
Are you planning to put on iTunes, CD Baby, or anything like that? Are you just gonna keep it viral, or are you gonna get, you know, put them in stores and stuff like that also?
I really want to do like the store as well as like back. I'm gonna do like a digital album too. Like it's gonna be a digital as well. It's gonna be, you know, what you call it, a viral, not just viral, but, you know, a CD vinyl. Because I found some CD vinyl CDs. I like those. You know what I'm saying? So I'm actually, you know, put, you know, CDs in the store as well as, you know, it's going to be on a digital scale too. Like, I'm not going to put it on SoundCloud. I'm not going to do what I did with my NOF 2 and the Dangerously shit. No. You're going to have to buy it.
Okay.
This is my last album, baby. I got to do it.
It's your last one. You already stated earlier that you're saying how it's hard for local people, even those who have like a nice following and they got cool people they hang out with, they're popular. It's even hard for them to get people to pay attention to their music and stuff like that. Do you have any type of schemes or ways to where you can get people to? What's going to make people want to go out and purchase this Seventh Element album?
Well, this time around, I'm gonna get some visuals going. That's the first thing. I want to really do some visuals, as well as, you know what I'm saying, like I want to do some shows, but it's gonna be kind of crazy up here, you know. Like I really want to do some shows up here, as well as, you know, do some videos. So I think that's what was missing from the past, because I ain't really actually did a video like that besides Make It Hot. And that was it. You know what I mean? I ain't really did no videos before that. So
speaking of Make It Hot, I want to get into the whole phase of whole. There's more doodle on the floor over there, too, miss. In the kids' room. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. Are we still live on the air after that?
Yo, this is the wildest show ever. Hello.
Hello. Yeah. So, once upon a time, I'm not gonna put his name because I don't want to glorify him and stuff like that. And we're not gonna say his name. But when that guy was around, the studio guy that I was gonna build a studio with. Why, like, we talking about conniving, and why can't people be real? Why don't Elmira have a Universal studio?
Well, like I said, man, you know, it's like people want you to pay. They know the money factor is really short out here. You know what I'm saying? Plus it's electricity costs and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I know how that goes. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, you know, if there is people out there that's willing to pay, you know what I'm saying? You got to look at it like this. Most artists want to be up in there for free. And, you know, they don't really, you know, there's some artists that really take it serious, but there's some artists out there that will, you know, want to really glorify themselves just for the bitches, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the wrong way to go. Now, if you're looking for a local fame, it's cool if you want that local fame for a little bit, but if you want, you know, worldwide, you know, if you're trying to get somewhere and really make it and become an entrepreneur and really helping the people and as well as you helping yourself, you know what I'm saying? You're helping yourself first as well as you're helping the people and blessing the people with music, as well as, you know, charities and all these other things, then you need to look at it from a far, a bigger state, a bigger picture. From a bigger picture.
We got a guest here at the station or whatever. We'll give a quick shout out. That's gonna join.
What up, X? What up, cuz? It's your
cat.
Fam in the building, thought they'd give you a shout out and all that.
Alright, no doubt. Oh, man. Crazy.
Oh, man. It's cold out here. Put your hoodie on, girl.
Yo, tell
M Easy
in the car.
Yo, he said M Easy in the car. Shout out to M Easy. You know what I'm saying? He's a funny nigga. We gotta have him back here and put alcohol in his cushion. He's good. You might have to do this again Friday.
Yo, that nigga is crazy, man.
Yeah, so, it's just not having a Universal studio.
Oh, but see, there is studios, but they be at secret spots, you know what I'm saying? Like, Matt, I be noticing that. Like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not even going to glorify any of other artists out here because, like I said, you know, a lot of them don't really, you know, they're not really exciting me right now, you know what I'm saying? And in a sense of really wanting to, you know, compete. And it's not talking about on a battle scale. It's like competing on a level where I feel like, you know, I can keep going. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said this is the last album right here. Because I feel like I'm getting older, for one. For two, like I said, you know, the New York, you know, I don't want to just say New York bounce, but like the New York sound is gone, or even the Universal sound is gone. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it's too much, you know, Southern bounce right now. And it's like I'm from the South myself, and it just throws me off. Like damn, where's the sounds? Like what's going on? You know what I mean? So
that's why
I'm not really, huh?
But I mean, New York had its time. Even though we're the mecca of hip hop, why does it seem? I mean, and I'm not saying you're hating or anything, because you, like you said, you're from the South. But if New York had this era with Nas and all that, and the Rakims and the Jay Z's, and then the South switched to the South, and then now it's like more of a. Then it went to Houston, because it went down there for a little bit with the Scissor Up and all that. And then now you got this, you know, because even think about it, Philly has always been like. had its own flavor, but it's kind of like a rub off of New York. But now Philly rappers got that little bounce or whatever. It's not, to me, I don't think that everyone is doing the same thing. I just think the music is changing. You know what I mean?
I feel like this. When you have Southern beats or beats that's just reflecting off of, like, how the 808s and all that stuff, like, even though it does consist off of that from the start, but at the same time, it's the way it's being used, and it's being consistent. It's being consecutively the same way. You're listening to the same song, regardless of the beat is changed.
Because they want
to
win. They you got to think about it. If a song, say Kanye do a beat, right? Let's say he's making a self beat. I'm sorry, not fucking Kanye. That's a bad example. What's the nigga name? Young Chop, Chief Keef, producer, or whatever case may be. Like, if they made I Don't Like that type of beat, right? That won. So people want to win. It's kind of like Michael Jordan. People followed that. You know what I'm saying? Kobe Bryant is pretty much a duplicate of Michael Jordan, but he's just not as good as him.
But this is what I'm saying, though. This is where I be feeling like, you know, music is really declining in a sense, because really, where's the originality? Now the originality is being diluted. You feel what I'm saying?
The attention span is shortened. You figure, you know, songs back in the days, songs like, and I'm not talking about just hip-hop, just music in general, songs like Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy. That song was 8 minutes long. Did you know that?
Yeah.
That song was 8 minutes long. The attention span, and now everything is so, it's like instant gratification. Everybody get it so quick. So it's like, all right, new video come out, Nicki Minaj. Bing, bing, bing. It's up. They watch it. All right, so where's the next Nicki Minaj song? Because it's like now everything is so at your fingertips. You can go and search the artists and be on them and stuff like that. Everything is so, you want it now. I want this now. The album is coming. All right, she puts out the album. She did a video for this. All right, we want a video for that, a video for that. People, and plus the fans aren't loyal like they used to be. You notice that?
Yeah. But I'm not saying, like, to do 12-minute tracks. What I'm saying, to do all that. But what I'm saying is, it's like the sound is just being diluted in a sense of saying, okay, where's the, you know, where's the boom bap? Where's the, you know what I'm saying? Where's the other, you know, sound at? Where is every other sound is at, like, right now? Like, it's just throwing, you know, people off. It throws me off as an artist as well as a listener, because I'm not saying I'm stuck in the old days, but I'm looking at it as like, yo, I can get it with the new shit, you know what I'm saying? But then again, it's like, it's too much. Like, I can't take that too much because of the simple fact that...
Are you aware that the fans dictate
I'm not knocking them. You know what I'm saying? But I look at it, it's like, damn, that's, you know, if it's like that, that's why I said, you know, it's gonna be harder for artists that really, like, now it's going, the only thing I can say for the real hip hoppers, like, that really love hip hop, they're gonna really go back. It's going back to the underground. And I feel like that's where it should go back to. You know what I'm saying? Because this mainstream crap is really like, ugh. It's really ugh. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's why I said I'm not knocking it completely. But as far as like, you know, as far as like me really like feeling what's going on in the mainstream, I'm not feeling it. You know what I mean? But the underground scheme, like, I'm feeling it because, like I said, they're going back to, you know, that sound, that edgier sound, that shit that's making you really want to be like, oh, man, I love that. You know what I mean? When I heard Common's last album, like, that shit was just crazy. When I heard Nas's last album, like, that shit was crazy. That was crap. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, even 50 shit is coming out. Like, his shit is coming out, and that shit's going to be crazy. You know what I mean? So, I just, like I said, it's not like I don't like Chief Keef and all them cats. Like, I don't hate on them. I just look at it as like, that's not the sound for me. You know what I mean? That's not the sound for me.
Yeah, I get you. I just, you know, I'm just kind of having the listener, and if they, and you know, anticipating your music or whatever. So what kind of sound? What sound? So I'm letting the listeners know they shouldn't expect no type of southern, no southern feel, all right?
I got a joint called I'm Southern. This joint is called Press Your Buttons. I'm Southern. And, you know, it's going back to that Outkast older sound. Like I'm a Southern cat. I'm not going to put it, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to do all that bouncy bullshit records. I'm not doing those type of records. I'm going to do those records that Southern cats that, you know, that wanted that universal feel. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. That's what I'm going to bring to the table. With that record, you know what I'm saying? Like a Southern hospitality type of record. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I want that. And I'm on that. You know what I'm saying? So, other than that, I'm not feeling, no Chief Keef shit. No.
The Middle West won't go down south. Because if you hear it, he going to punch you in your mouth. Bang, bang.
You stupid,
bang,
man. But as far as the do and the don'ts for the summer, now, I'm just going to say this. Ladies, I'm a man. You know, I got a wifey, and yes, I do. But I'm going to tell y'all straight up, please paint your toenails, please clean your feet, your hands, and clean that ass.
So, all right, but you have to help them. You got to help them. So how do you help them? Like, say, if a female has big, sweaty titties, how does she keep them titties dry?
Yo, man, for one, you know what I'm saying? I'm not no woman, but I'll say this, you know what I'm saying? As a man, you know, for a woman to really, you know, get a comfortable brassiere, you know what I'm saying?
What is a brassiere, for those who don't know what a brassiere is?
A bra.
Okay. Bro.
You know what I'm saying? A brassiere. That's why I said, you know, get a comfortable joint, you know what I'm saying, that can actually, you know, fit, you know, the breasts. You know what I'm saying? As well, you know what I'm saying? And something that's kind of like, you know, that has like something that, you know, it's not like a see-through or, you know, like one of them, it's like a, you know, them little fishnet type shit where it can actually breathe, make the breast breathe. So,
you wouldn't suggest powder underneath the bosom?
Yes.
Oh, you recommend powder?
Yes, baby powder, you know what I'm saying, baby oil.
now it sounds like you're turning a titty into a donut. Are you turning titty into a powder donut? Are you turning the titty into a powdered donut, sir? and what if you have powder underneath the titty and you have too much sweat? Now do you create dough?
Oh man, and that's a little bit too excessive. Don't be excessive.
Are we making biscuits? What are we doing here?
Don't be excessive. But what I'm saying is like when you get the nails and everything done too, like Go to somebody that, you know what I'm saying, is professional. I understand it's money. It's money. But at the same time, just go up to the mall, you know what I'm saying, get those, or even go to New York Nails over across the way from St. Joe's, you know what I'm saying? Get your nails done for probably like, you know what I'm saying, 10 to 15 bucks. I don't know how much it costs up in there, but just, you know what I mean, get your shit done nice. Stop wearing leggings, too. That shit, look, get some jeans. Get some shorts. It's going to be summertime. You know what I'm saying?
So
get a nice little dress or something. You know what I'm saying? Don't be wearing them leggings. Them shits, you know what I'm saying? It makes your ass look good, but But then again, it makes, you know what I'm saying? But when it's off, you know, when them joints come off, I know it's going to be flat season. It's going to be flat city. So I'm not disrespecting y'all, but I'm telling you the truth. So, you know, let's just keep an eye on it. Get a nice dress, a little summer dress, you know what I'm saying? Some nice little jeans. Some shorts. I mean, some nice shorts. Not all up in your caca either. Get something that's, you know, breathable. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to be walking. I might want to smell fishy fish, you know? I might want to smell no
I like
sweaty.
Fish. I like fish. I put tartar sauce on my fish.
Nah. You don't want to smell no tartar sauce pussy, nigga. You don't want to smell that, nigga. You're going to be like, oh, shit. You knock out, nigga. That's a ding-ding knockout.
Now, hold on, bro. I want to put something in the air real quick. We got 5 minutes left on the show. You just tuned in, whatever the case may be. This is Real Talk with Lucky. Elmira going crazy. 347-857-4302, Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10. We're talking about the drama and stuff that goes on. Just to kind of recap what we talked about today, we talked about the Jadakiss show that's going down this weekend. Am I going? Hell no. Niggas, them niggas don't work as hard as me. I'm not talking about Jadakiss and them, but the performers, even though he does some stupid shit. Shout out to Pudge. He's a dope rapper. Shout out to James Wright. He does hot beats or whatever the case may be. Shout out to Cash Cow. He works very hard. He deserves to be on that stage. We talked about Jason Collins jumping out the closet, homo, gay, or whatever, playing basketball. Am I against it? Nope. He do what he wants as long as he earns his money. He's in the league because he's a talented basketball player, and that's where it should stand. It shouldn't matter. We're talking about Middle X, his album coming soon, The Seventh Element. Look out for that. He said there will not be no Chief Keef type of records on the situation. What else? Be clear. The Broke Stripper song is coming. The footage, I got a whole bunch of Rochelle Weed footage that I'm going to be putting in that video. Look out for that. Don't judge me. What else we got going on? And shout out to my kids, Lil Debbie, for being very supportive. And welcome home, McLovin. McLovin is back. You never know where you might see her. And guess what, you guys? She don't got to be jumping in bushes and kicking niggas in the head and stuff like that, because she can kick police cars and run now, because it is what it is, and she home. And so, ladies, he said he's like fish. Listen, get them fucking toes done. I prefer French tip. That's the only way you're going to get your toes sucked. French tips. Those will get your toes sucked. As far as the leggings, no, don't listen to it. Keep them leggings on. I want to see that booty bouncing around. But if you got a handball butt, listen, then wear shorts under it, do something, or whatever the case may be. Listen, ladies, dush, squash, put the sponge in there. Get in that pussy. It gets hot. You know what I'm saying? Get in that pussy. It gets hot. It happens. Niggas like me, I like to eat pussy and do stuff, so my nose is down there. So if I got a big nose, I'm smelling extra stuff that people normally don't smell, because that's because of my superpowers. So make sure that pussy is fresh. Respect the eater. You know what I'm saying? Did I come up with something new? RTE, respect the eater. We're going to run with that. Respect the eater. And back to you, X.
Oh yeah, I gotta do a little joint called Yipes.
Yipes.
Young Yikes. Intense, young intense philosopher entrepreneur spirit. Yes, Yipes. Other than that, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, man, get the head done too. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be harsh on just the ladies either, you know what I mean? Fellas, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is. You know what we're going to be doing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have, you know, white tees. You know what I'm saying? You know,
nah,
the nighttime, we might dress out a little fresh or whatever, but other than that, you know, it is what it is. You know, as far as I don't know about that Olympics joint, man. He said,
well,
Olympic.
We got about 60, We have about 60 seconds left. You want to give me shout outs to anybody, man?
Yo, shout out to Lucky Me, shout out to Brooklyn Black, shout out to everybody that's listening, and shout out to, you know, my wife here, shout out to everybody, you know, that's going to really go out and support these rappers and do what they do, and it is what it is. I had to steal.
Oh, not you. All right, so you want to tell your woman you love her? I want to tell my Mama, Lil Debbie, I love you. Thank you for taking care of our kids. They're growing up beautiful. You're watering our plant. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Shout out to you and supporting me. Like I said, I get pre-sentence, I get my PSI on the 8th. So you guys cross your fingers on that because these motherfuckers give me probation. And if I get probation, I'm telling you this much. If I get probation, I'm shooting a video every single fucking day for the whole summer, and for niggas not putting me on that stage or whatever the case may be, I'm gonna make sure that I'm gonna flood YouTube so much with my videos that they won't even know about any other artist in Elmira. Oh, I'm already doing that. Ding. Shout out to you, X. And anything else you want to close up with?
Nah, brother, you can close out the show. You know what I mean?
All right, I'm closing the show out like this. Tindella, also Tindella, baby. Not too much for y'all. Shout out to Snow Bunnies, and Elmira, and shout out to the girls that like me, cause I like them.
Yeah.